Right now, you're listening to the Azeem Digital Asks podcast, the podcast where I, Azeem, talk to some of the top marketers in the industry, find out everything about them, how they got to where they are today, and more importantly, sharing some really useful marketing tips that will help everybody listening to this become better marketers. Stay tuned for another great episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Azeem Digital Asks podcast. We are coming up to 50 episodes now and I've got a fantastic guest for you. So I'm going to do the boring bit and just read her Twitter bio, which is basically that she's an SEO content writer and strategist for SaaS and tech. She's featured in fucking everywhere, basically. Hacker Noon, Search Engine Watch, Search Engine Land, Mars, HubSpot, Content Marketing Institute, the brains behind Zenith Copy, Chima Medja. Chima, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Azeem.
Okay, and the actual fun introduction is that you are everywhere right now, and rightly so. So I'm very excited to have you on the podcast because I often scroll through Twitter every now and then. I'm like, boom, she's posted some killer stuff. Full disclosure, though, I just hit bookmark and read it later on because I'm a terrible person who should click like more often. So publicly, I'm apologizing to you right now. But welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me, Azeem.
It is a pleasure, and you are definitely more than welcome. I've got a bit of caffeine in my system, which is why I'm quite high, but I'm really excited for this episode. So, before we start, we always get into an icebreaker. And for yourself, Chima, I'd love to know, what is one thing that's on your bucket list that you would love to do, and why?
Oh my, visit Japan. Like, I'm obsessed with Japanese culture since I was a kid. Like, I've watched a ton of Japanese documentaries, like, I'm just obsessed with Japan. I want to visit Japan. I want to wear a kimono in Japan. See some great Japanese architecture. I think they have really interesting architecture. They've managed to retain that bit of old culture, new, and it's just incredible. Like, I just want to go to Japan and just experience that culture for sight. That's like the number one thing on my bucket list, Japan.
That is amazing and quite a coincidence. That is one of the things that's on my list as well. I was literally talking to a very good friend of mine last weekend about, because he's been to Japan and he always tells me about it. He's like, oh, you've got to see this, you've got to see that. And I had to stop him talking because I was getting too excited, because right now I can't even leave my house pretty much, let alone think about going to Japan. But yeah, look, let's move on. We are going to talk all about content, something that you are definitely a pro in. And like I said, very glad to have you on and to pick your thoughts about this super important topic. So before we start, I know I gave you an okay introduction, but there's nobody better to tell everyone about yourself than you. So would you like to give the listeners who don't quite know you yet a bit of an introduction to yourself?
Okay, my name is Chima. I am an SEO content writer. I only write long form content for SaaS tech brands and sometimes fintech brands also. I also do content strategy in the form of building topic clusters for my clients who are trying to build authority for specific topics and rank for high volume keywords. And that's like the gist of what I do. Long form SEO content, topic clusters for SaaS and tech companies.
Awesome. Super interesting. So let's dive right into the meat of this episode. And we'll start with the killer question. How do you define great content?
Okay, this is a very interesting question because I think a lot of people are trying to write like in blog posts and just a ton of stuff out there describing great content. But at the heart of it, great content must answer a question. And not just any question, it must answer the right question. Because content is supposed to be optimized for search intent. It's supposed to fulfill the user search or the question they're asking. Great content must do that first. What is the question the person wants to see answered? If your content does not answer that question, then you failed. That's like the top of great content. It also has to be engaging. There's got to be a great flow to read that encourages the reader to read from the first line of text, the next line, like no disconnection whatsoever. No big words, no big grammar, no ambiguous statements that require me to pull out the dictionary and start checking the meaning of the word. Great content is filled with tons of examples, like there's so much example that I'm looking at this content, I'm looking at the example, and it's just going right into my head, and I can start seeing myself using those tips immediately. It has to be practical, it has to be actionable. So that's what great content means to me. Number one, it satisfies search intent, answering a question. Number two, the flow is natural. Number three, no big words or big grammar, simple words. Number four, simple thoughts of examples so that I can go and apply that stuff immediately.
That is brilliant. Thank you very much for sharing. So you kind of touched on it a little bit there in your answer, but why do you think creating good content is important in your opinion?
Yeah, number one, I think the first thing you want to do when you create good content is build authority. Like, you want to be known for one thing, you want to be known for that thing, you want people to think of you and think of that word. It's the same way I think of content marketing, and the first place that comes to my mind is Grow and Convert. I think of inbound marketing and I think of HubSpot. You know, that is what great content does. It builds authority, and with authority comes the followership. You start to have followers, you start to have people subscribing to your email list, following you across social media. They just want to see anything you're putting out because they've come to attribute authority around that topic with you. But most importantly, putting out content that is great is helpful. That is what you always want to be doing. You always want to be serving helpful content. So you build authority with great content, you build great followership with great content, and you help people solve problems.
Already, not even 10 minutes in, and you are dropping knowledge bombs galore. I'm loving this. So let's talk about success. Once you've hit publish, or once you've sent the copy to the client, what does success look like once that content is out there?
Okay, the first thing I think my clients are looking at is how many people are reading the content that they put out. That's like the obvious one. They want to be seeing, are people talking about this piece on social media? Like, I think social media engagement is such a huge metric, because the more people are talking about your piece on social media, the more people are sharing your piece, the more people are beginning to attribute you with authority. I also check ranking. I'm checking people who are linking back to the piece. So these are like a few things I'm looking at. Ranking, people who are reading the blog post, people who are staying on the page. I'm looking at bounce rates. But most importantly, above all else, I'm looking at who is clicking the CTA button on that blog post. If I want people to book a consultation, read the next post, whatever that CTA is, who is clicking that button? So just to recap, CTA clicks, ranking, social media, sharing, engagements.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for sharing. It's clear to me that obviously it's quite easy to see why you're so well respected in this field and why people look up to you. So I wanted to sidestep a minute and ask you a question that I've not prepared you for.
Okay.
How long did it take you to build up all of these skills and knowledge that you've got?
Yeah, people find this hard to believe when I tell them that I've only been calling myself a content SEO since I think May last year. So
one year.
Prior to that, wow. I was a generalist. Like, I remember beginning of last year, I was still calling myself an agent. I was using the keyword agency to describe myself. I think that was a one-man show. So it wasn't until April last year that I fully took SEO content as a niche.
That is insane. Because for me, in my head, I was like, she's probably done this over years. Not too many, because you look quite young, obviously. we can see each other, the listeners can't. But I was like, yeah, she's probably done this over years. 1 year is
But the truth is that a lot of the stuff I learned about content was from working in-house. I worked in-house for about nearly 2 years. So there's so much you can learn about content, even when you're just on the writing side. So much you can learn about content from working with managers, from working with strategists, from following up results, even though the client don't ask you to. Like, I write, I follow up, I track, I see what's working, I see what's not working, and then I test on my own website. I build a website just so that I can test all of the stuff that I'm learning, and that is like, that will take you like miles and miles ahead of everybody else, having a place to test everything you've learned. And I think that's something that I'm very pivotal in my growth.
Absolutely. So again, I'm gonna put you on the spot now.
Okay.
Obviously naming no names, but let's say, for example, you've got a specific tool on a website that says, oh, to get good SEO, you must write 1,000 words or you must write 2,000 words. When you, as someone who is like an expert in this field, when you see things like that, how do you react?
I think people who like to use definite word count don't really understand content marketing or don't really understand SEO. There's nothing like an ideal word count for content. Yes, the stats is out there that long-form content converts. Yes, the stats is out there that people stay on pages longer for long form content, but you shouldn't write long form content just for the sake of writing content. Write as long as the content needs to be to educate and answer the question. The moment you have fulfilled the intent for that search query, stop writing. If you start to write longer, then you start to realize that you have high bounce rates. I, as a rule of thumb, this is probably the reason why I do long form content, why I don't do short form content. There's just too much gray area around it. It doesn't allow me to deep dive into the topic as much as I want to. But at the same time, I recognize that not every content needs to be long form.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I'm nodding away, thinking like, yeah, I can't disagree for sure. So again, well, I was about to say you've built up this experience over a long amount of time, but in what the space of what, 1 year, you've absolutely nailed it and sort of shot forward in the industry and people are taking notice of you, rightly so, because you share really good stuff. But I wanted to touch on the negatives or the downsides, okay. Failures, let's call it.
Okay.
So in your experience in the past, what would you say is the biggest content creation mistake that you've made in the past?
I didn't really get at least one, like, but the major thing I would say was writing without an outline. Like, when I started my blog, without a plan. I started my blog in 2019, and I just assumed that all I needed to do was create content pieces a week, and that would be it, I would be golden. I did not think about the fact that there had to be a plan, like, what did I want to write about? What did my audience want to read? Basically, in fact, who was my audience? I didn't even know who was my audience. I just thought it would to just be like, snap my fingers, write a blog post, and that would be it. I had no plan. It wasn't until last year that after I picked SEO content as a niche, that I started to build out a topic cluster, start to use a topic cluster strategy to create a content strategy for the kind of topics that I wanted to be known for. Then take those content pieces from my blog and repurpose it as social media content. And that's where the magic really started happening. That was the mistake I made, not having a plan, not having a strategy for the topics that I wanted to aim for. So if you're going to start creating a blog, I would advise you to have a strategy. Know who your audience is, know the kind of content they want to see. Use a topic cluster strategy to build that authority and repurpose it for social media.
What a legend. So I wanted to dig in a little bit more into you and your process. So let's say, for example, a new brief comes in. Again, I've not prepared you for this, so I'm really interested to see what your answer is. A new brief comes in, you sat down at your laptop or your computer ready to go. How do you get into that zone? How do you get into that mindset of, now I'm going to start writing?
I think people have a lot of ways for doing this, but my way is very simple. I get paid before I start writing, and once I get paid, I'm in the zone. It's very simple for me. Money motivates me. Money is my biggest motivator. This is why I charge 100% upfront before I even touch pen to paper. Charging 100% upfront, I see that alert on my phone, and I'm like, yes, let's do this. And that is it. I'm in the zone right there on the spot. I use phrase, build out the content outline, do quantity strategy, put all of that data together, send it back to the clients for approval. We go over it together, make sure it's on point, and then I just start writing. There is no getting in the zone. Money is my zone.
I love your positivity. And before the end of this episode, I'm definitely going to dig into where that comes from. So keep that in your mind. But sticking to content right now then, so you've talked about what success looks like. You've talked about what good content looks like. You've talked about mistakes that you've made. Let's talk about where this fits within a marketing strategy. So for context, the episode that comes out before this one is going to be all about a good marketing strategy. Very top level view. In your opinion, where does content fit within a good marketing strategy?
Okay, first of all, you cannot have marketing without content. It's like trying to walk without legs. It's not possible. Like, it's true. Like, from the point of the user, from the point the user starts asking a question about a solution that you're offering, you need to be there. Now, there are a lot of blogs that say start from the bottom, start from under, start from keywords that have buyer intent, that have purchase intent, rather. But what people don't understand is that by the time a user is at the bottom of the funnel, they're already loyal to another brand. Somebody else has been giving them information at the top, at the middle. They're not going to come to you at the bottom. They're going to go to that person who has been serving them information, and they're already loyal to that person. So that is the role of content. Content is supposed to lead the user from the point they start asking a question about a solution to the point where they're comparing solutions, to the point where they make a purchase, and even after the point of purchase, where they still need help using the product and solving related problems in their life. Content is like that connecting, it's like that connector, that's like call it a string that just pulls everything together and brings it to one cohesive whole. Without content, you can't educate your audience, you can't lead your audience. Without content, you would have no audience, period. So content is at the heart of everything you do in marketing, from creating landing pages to convert a user who is looking at comparison keyword or who is looking at money keyword, to creating long-form pieces for those who are just starting their research, to creating troubleshooting or knowledge-based topics for those who have bought your products. You need content at every stage of the funnel and even beyond the traditional search journey funnel or sales funnel.
Love that. Could not agree more. Sadly, we are coming to the end of the episode, but I could genuinely talk to you for hours. So interesting, so much knowledge to share. Last one for me in terms of content. So the content's published, right?
Mm-hmm.
When should you review content once it's been published?
Yeah, I like to wait 2 months before I even start trying to do anything on that content. After 2 months, I look at the content, see where it's ranking. If it's not where I want it to be, I'll probably start with going back to trying to see how much semantic words did I insert in that content naturally. I like tools like Phrase and Software SEO because they give you a score to see if you have a good semantic score. And then next, I try to see if I can push this content in front of more people with content promotion and at the same time build backlinks. Backlink is always like the final straw. I build enough backlinks and that content starts to move up, and then I'm waiting to see how far it goes with a few backlinks I've built. Just keep building more backlinks until I see where that content gets to. But ideally, I wait 2 months before I even start doing anything on that piece of content.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for sharing. I'm really looking forward to editing this back so I can listen to this again and sit down with a pen and paper and be like, yep, this is spot on. I am absolutely not going to let you go unless you hang up, please don't, without asking you about yourself and your positivity. So this is the first time we've met and spoken, but even when I've seen you tweet and stuff on Twitter, I think incredibly positive, just honestly, a ray of light virtually. Where does this positivity come from and how can you share some with everybody else?
Honestly, like I live in a country where everything is just so dark, like there's so much insecurities, just so much darkness here. You need to find light from inside. You need to find light from the most minuscule thing. Like I wake up every morning and I'm always in awe at the fact that I am alive. And that joy of being alive just carries me throughout the day. It seems so mundane, it seems so ordinary, something people take for granted. But every morning I wake up and I'm just in awe of being alive. And I just want to take every day as it comes. I want to live every day for that moment and just enjoy it. And that's what drives me for being positive. Just enjoying every day to the fullest.
Love that. That is brilliant. Thank you very much for answering. We've got some killer content tips from you and also killer positivity tips from you as well. I think I need to start doing more of what you just said. Chima, thank you for being such an awesome guest. If people wanted to find out more about you, your business, or follow you on social media, etc., how can they do that?
Yeah, you can check out my website, zenithcoffee.com. You can also check my LinkedIn, Chima Major, and you can follow me on Twitter, Chima Major. Those are the three places where you can find me.
Awesome. And then if you've listened to the episodes in the past, you know that this is the part of the episode where I firstly say thank you for being such a brilliant guest, a ray of positivity. Really glad that I've got you on the podcast and really glad for when this goes out. But more importantly, this is the bit where I shut up now and I let you have the last word on the podcast. So within reason, the floor is yours. The final word on your episode goes to you. Thank you for being an awesome guest.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Azim. I just wanted to plug my new course that I just launched. You can check it out on my website, zenithcoffee.com/shop. It's a way for brands to build authority on topics that they want to own without putting their product in their customer's face and being all salesy and pushy. It's called 10X Topic Cluster, Topic Authority Course.
So So that was another great episode in the bag. I'm really enjoying hearing from some brilliant people in this industry. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow me on Spotify. Please leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you are using. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and hopefully see you for the next episode.